פרק ג' סעיף קוף למד מלאכת זוירה winnowing. The מלאכה from זוירה is a special מלאכה which is not done by a person himself. It is done with an extra help from the wind. One winnows, putting the carrion, the grain, one throws into the up, and the wind helps you to go and separate it. It's a malacha which is not done by yourself. Even though one doesn't do it oneself, still an isa minatoya, because you're using that wind to help you with the malacha. It's also considered a malacha which you are doing. So, if a person does zayah on Shabbos, what is that winnowing? He throws the grain up to a place which has got a wind, and it separates with the wind, because he threw it up, the grain from the husk. Then it is also to do that on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. That is the malacha from zayah. But if a person is not a farmer, if a person is in his house, he wants to live in his house, the same thing would be if he has a husk on a garin in his house and he wants to blow it with his mouth, and it should separate the grain from its husk. It is also the malacha from Zoya, even though one didn't use the wind, he used his own mouth with blowing. It's also the same malacha from Zoya. Now, the same thing would be if Kuf Lamed Aleph says if you've got peanuts which have got a peel on it, even if you've got the red peel on it. Now, if you want to separate the red peel from the peanut, you blow it off with one's mouth. And it's also a malacha from Zoya on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Now, there is a machlokes apostim legabe sif kuf lamed beis. In kuf lamed beis, it brings down a Yerushalmi. Comes from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says a person is not allowed to spit. His saliva should go and be separated with the wind. Some people say the Bavli argues on this Yerushalmi. We take on that if a person is not allowed to separate something with the wind, if it is something which is made gedulei karka, if it grows, if a person is considered gedulei karka with this halacha from Zoya, so Rabbi Kiva Eger says, if a person goes and spits, it brings down this Yerushalmi, that if a person spits and the wind blows away and separates the saliva from him, then it's considered also Zoya. Another case to bring down is if a person's got chomet, Erev Pesach, he wants to get rid of his chomet, Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, he wants to get rid of his chomet. He goes and takes his chomet and goes and scatters it in the wind. There's also a case which could be Zoya. But in such a case, the Mishnah Berurah takes on the Halacha L'Maisa, one's allowed to do it on Shabbos. Perek Gimel, Sif Kuf Lamed Gimel, Melechet Zoya, winnowing. Now, we learned in the Malacha from Zoya that some poskim bring down that even if you use the wind to blow away saliva or something compared to that, it also could be Melechet Zoya. In Kuf Lamed Gimel, that's the case when you want the wind to blow away water. You throw into the wind water, and the wind scatters the water. Such a case, we say it is not considered Zoya, because, like we said before, the person can take on the Zoya with the wind in such a case, which is separating not good from bad, you're separating only one item, water, It's not also only if it is gedulei karka, only if it grows. Water is not considered growing, so we say you're allowed to separate water in the wind. Sif kuf lamed dalet. If a person doesn't want to separate water in the wind, he's got a machshir. Such a machshir eidim, we call it, which you put water inside it, and people who got problems with breathing use this. They put a humifier, something like a humifier, called that. You put in water, and the machine scatters the water in order to be good for breathing. Such a thing, from Ockham, we're allowed to use it on Shabbos, of course. No problem of using it on Shabbos, mitzad Hilchos Refuah, or mitzad Hilchos Melor, or mitzad Hilchos Chashmal, if you're using Chashmal on Shabbos, if that's not the problem. The problem is only you want to know if you're allowed to use it because you're doing Zoya, because you're scattering the water which is inside the machine. No problem altogether. Like we learned before, there's no problem of scattering water with the machine, because it's not considered Zoya to scatter water. Sif kuf lamed hay. In a case which you want to spray, using spray. Now, a person could come along and say, if I use spray, I'm also scattering the substance which is inside the spray. For many reasonings, the poskim say there's no problem with using spray on Shabbos. It's not considered zoya if the reason is because it is not kedula karka, something which grows. But there's other reasons in the poskim. But halacha lemaaseh is there's no problem to use spray on Shabbos. Matchilim Hilchos Dash. We're starting Hilchos Dash. Dash is threshing. The melacha from Dash is to separate the kernel from the place it was grown. The separation is the melacha. We learn in Sif Aleph. One's not allowed to separate garinei tefuah. If it is a garin, is a seed from grain, from where it grew, min hashibolim, from the ears, from corn, or from the hashk, from the corn, you're not allowed to separate it from where it is grown. That is the melacha from Dash. And the melacha is not only if you separate it with some utensil, even if you separate it with your hand. It is also the melacha, you're not allowed to do that on Now, one has to know that the Melechas Dosh is a bit complicated, because some things, like we'll see in Sif Gimel, that if you've got a bunch of grapes, a cluster, then one is allowed to separate the grapes from its cluster. So what is the Agdor from the Melacha? How do we explain the Melacha? The Achreinim explain the Melacha is only something which is not done in the house. As something which is usually done in the field, preparing it for the people to use it. One does it in the factories, preparation for the house. That is the Melacha from Dosh. So, because of that, it's if-based. Let's learn if-based. According to what we learn, if base is when you're separating tamarim, dates, from its cluster. A grape, date grows together with a lot of grapes together in one cluster. The halacha is one's not allowed to separate the grape from its cluster. Why? Because that's the way one doesn't usually do it in the house. The way one usually does it in the factory, it does it in the field, in order to prepare it for the food for the house. That is a melacha, and thus to separate the date from its cluster. If gimel. If it wasn't date, it was a grape. If you've got a bunch of grapes, a bunch from grapes, to separate from the bunch a grape, is not usually something which one does in the factory, something which one does in the house. It's not the malacha from dash. He allows to separate from the cluster from grapes, to separate the grape and eat it, there's no problem, from dash. And after, no, dash does not have better, like Boya has, to do it straight away before one eats. If it would be a malacha from dash, it would be, let's say, if you got a case, you got grain, which you want to separate from the husk, then it is not allowed to be done before you want to eat. There's no heter from dosh, doesn't have any heter from the outer from straight away. So if it would be offered to go and separate a grape, then it would be offered to go and separate it even straight away before you eat it. But since separating grapes from its cluster is not a malacha from dosh, so you're allowed to do that. The same thing is if you've got cherries, you've got the stem from the cherries. Since normal way of separating stems from the cherries is done in the house, person a lot of times gets a cherry with its stem in the house, then it's not a malacha from separating, it's not a malacha from dosh, you're allowed to separate the stem from the cherry from the stem on Shabbos.